I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Muslims in Garissa, northern Kenya, held prayers for divine intervention against a long-running drought. A lack of rainfall over the last four rainy seasons has 378,000 people on the brink of starvation. Muslim religious and political leaders attended the service, which was held at the Garissa Primary School. Nehemiah is with FMI.
Farming activities are dead in the region following the prolonged drought. More livestock have succumbed due to lack of rain and pasture. Human beings are suffering over lacking of water. I mean, water is a huge, huge issue.
Nehemiah traveled to this area earlier this year. He saw the poverty, the lack of basic infrastructure, and the desolation caused by the drought. Christians near Garissa face persecution as well. Please ask God to strengthen local believers. And a cholera outbreak in Lebanon is hitting Syrian refugees the hardest, with hundreds of cases reported in the camps. In 2018, Heart for Lebanon opened up a ministry in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Part of the building was dedicated to medical care. Tom Adamus says the ministry has now expanded the medical portion, adding a second floor.
In the first floor, as the refugees come in, they will be, I guess the word is triage, find out what they're there for. And then upstairs, we have a full-fledged dental unit, dental chair, x-ray machines, you name it, it's there. And then in the other room is the medical. Again, to find out what their problems are, if we can solve them with simple medicine.
As they talk and get to know the patients, Heart for Lebanon staff share about the great physician, Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org.